High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS on the road with Hastings High as the Tigers get set to take on the Seward Blue Jays tonight at a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The girls game up first with Hastings head coach Greg Mays. And coach, we see a team tonight that we started the season with. They handed you 10, 11 points to begin the season. Now you see them again. A good chance to a little revenge tonight.
Yeah, we hope we can play a little better defensively. You know, we went back and watched that film because we were a bad defensive team on that night in December. You know, I talked about with the girls, and they could recognize it. They could just see that we weren't playing all as one. We didn't know where each other were on defense. You know, we've come a long way since then. That's usually not a tape we look at, a bad tape, but I knew that they would really recognize how much better they're playing now, and they really want a chance to kind of make things right.
Obviously, we're a lot better basketball team than we were back then. As you look back, where are we better? In what areas are we better? Especially on defense, you talked about. Where else?
Well, especially on the defensive cohesion, you know. And I don't know, we didn't look a lot at the offensive side of the tape, to tell you the truth, because we knew the problem was we had come out that night and just not been able to guard them. You know, we had had no chance. We kind of rallied late in the game to get it within 10, but they were just scoring at will. So we knew that's where the big problem was. You know, we feel like we're probably a better offensive team than they saw, and I think we found our personality a little bit and know we're a team that's going to work inside and then back outside instead of working from the outside in. And so, you know, I think we're probably approaching the offensive side differently than the last time they saw us.
The past couple of ball games and playing tremendous defense, and that's kind of been your staple all year long, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've really gotten to the point where we feel like we can defend people. Now we've got to kind of put all the offense together. Finally, against Kearney, we got our inside game and hit some shots outside. Now we got to hit some free throws. You know, really, it came down to Kearney. They outscored us at the free throw line, and that was the margin for the game. I think they made 7 more free throws than us, and they won by 5. So, you know, we feel like we've got the offense moving a little bit, and we're definitely slowing games down a little more than we have and letting our defense control. So we'll see if we can do that with Seward. They usually know how to run.
Yeah, you only lost to Kearney 42-37, so a good step up. Obviously, Class A competition there, and you finally got something going in that ballgame.
Yeah, and, you know, we took an early lead there, and we just couldn't quite hold on to it. We had some turnovers in the third quarter, and they hit a couple big shots and kind of flipped the momentum. And then we made a good run at them at the end and, you know, missed a couple free throws here or there that if we'd have put those in, we'd have been in a lot better shape.
What about the offensive woes? Just kind of talking about the problems getting the offense cranked up here this year.
Well, you know, we haven't had a lot of success just shooting the basketball. And so we've kind of flipped around what we're doing, and we're trying to get the ball inside first before we take a jump shot. You know, you don't want to make your offense too tentative. You know, but also we've got to make sure we get a good shot every time. And so we've been trying to find that balance, and I feel like we're kind of getting there.
Still want to get out and run with the basketball? You want to slow things down, though?
Well, we want to run if we can be smart with it. You know, if we get a turnover, we're going to attack. But we're probably not going to run into 3 and 4 people. You know, like in the past, we would. We would just run the ball and kind of test them to see if they'd get their matchups. And we probably were taking too many, you know, 10, 12-foot jump shots in those situations that we weren't hitting. And so we've had to back off from that a little bit and get into our sets, force them to guard our posts, and then take what they give us. If they sag inside, then we'll take the shots.
That means Olivia Douglas, they're relying a lot on her inside, huh?
Yeah, she needs to handle the ball. Bailey Richmond needs to be passing the ball. You know, she's our high post player, and you know, she's, boy, the last 5 games, she might be averaging 5 assists a game. You know, she's really getting the ball to the right people. If it's Olivia, it's Olivia. If they're sinking on Olivia, she's been giving good passes to our shooters. So we got to work the ball through the post, both at the high and low, and then see where we get.
It's a Seward here tonight on the road. Maybe not the Seward of the teams that dominated Class B from long ago, but I'll tell you what, this is still a solid basketball team.
Yeah, very talented offensively. You know, they'll have they'll have several girls on the floor at all times who can shoot it, you know, so we'll have to be out on the perimeter playing tight, not only on the pass, but the shot. And then, you know, they'll take advantage of their very fundamental on their drives, you know. That's kind of their deal is be good shooters. And then when you come out on us, We'll be one-on-one with you, and we'll just nice and slow take you to the hoop and spin you. And we have to be smart about help, and we have to be smart about not needing help so much, because they aren't great at driving. It's just you have to guard them so much further out that they kind of have an advantage. So we just need to play solid on that.
Looks like they don't really have a dominant player. And like you said, there's several people that can shoot the ball and score on you.
Yeah, you know, and that's good and bad. You know, there's not one girl that's just keeping you up at night. On the other hand, you know, you don't know where they might get 12, 14 points from. They might have 5, 6 girls capable on a given night of doing that. So, you know, we'll have to see kind of who's hot and adjust towards that and, you know, kind of limit their possessions by not giving up any offensive boards, which is also tough with them. They know if they're shooting those long ones that, you know, sometimes it's a chase to the ball instead of a battle. We kind of like to battle for rebounds more than chase, so we'll have to really be on our game there.
Their staple is really their defense. I think I counted up 8 games in a row they have not allowed an opponent past 40 points, so it's going to be tough tonight.
Yeah, they're playing a 2-3 zone. You know, they're really kind of extending it, not packing it in, but they're just very fundamentally sound. You know, they're still extending on shooters, but they always know who's at the high and low post. And they're kind of rotating girls in and out of there, which you have to if you're going to be pressuring like they are. So they hit the passing lane still. You know, it's a 2-3 zone, but it's pretty aggressive in the half court.
Against the 2-3 zone, against any zone, you're going to have to hit the outside shot. So obviously tonight, outside perimeter shooting is going to be the key.
Yeah, we're gonna have to hit our share of them, you know, and we still think we can get the ball to that high post and kind of reset that zone. You know, when you go to the high post, they all have to kind of return to their home base, you know, and then we can make some solid passes out of that and maybe take advantage of them, either into the post if they don't get back home or out to shooters if they do.
Well, we'll mention we haven't been up to Seward for a long time, but this end of the gym is like we've never seen before. One end of the gym is all open. This is not a shooter's type of gymnasium here tonight.
Yeah, this is not a cookie-cutter gymnasium. You know, they added a gym and an auditorium to the front of their high school. I mean, I don't know, a 1960s high school maybe. And they've got a new gym and an auditorium. I think they were pretty new when I got the job 10 years ago. It's the only gym I've coached in. But, yeah, one end is kind of set up like, I don't know, maybe they have band concerts up in that balcony, but it's kind of rounded off. It's a different perspective, and it causes us problems at times. So we got here a little early and shot around a little bit, so hopefully that'll help.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks.
That's Greg Mays, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Seward tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
My grandfather was an orthopedic surgeon in Omaha, and he told me not to go into medicine. And my wife said that she would never marry a doctor, and so I went to be a PA. And one night called her, said, "I'm going to be home late," and she said, "Well, you should have just gone to medical school." So at that point, I went back through medical school. It's kind of what I've always wanted to do. One of the things that kind of attracted me to Mary Lanning, you see that they take good care of people. I've always wanted to practice in a smaller town, and Mary Lanning had all the qualities that we were searching for in our job and our location and where to raise our children. And I think Hastings was the perfect fit for us. This is where we were supposed to be. I'm Brent Hood, orthopedic surgeon, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHIS on the road with the Hastings High Tigers tonight. Hastings and Seward getting set to take on the Blue Jays in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings High coming at a record of 7 wins and 10 losses on the season. The Tigers had a good outing the other night against Kearney. Lost to the Bearcats by a score of 42-37, but had chances to win that ball game. The Tigers had won their previous 2 games before that, beating Gothenburg 50-32 and beating Columbus by a score of 34-28. So the Tigers sitting at 7 wins and 10 losses on the season. a team that at times this year have had troubles scoring with the basketball. They're averaging 36.7 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 38.3 on the defensive end. Facing a tough task tonight in the Seward Blue Jays. They come in at ranked number 5 in the Lincoln Journal Star Class B poll. Seward has a record of 13 wins and 4 losses on the season. They're a team that's averaging 43.5 points per ball game on offense. They really hang their hat on defense, though. This is a team that's giving up only 37.4 points per ball game on defense, and they've gone 8 games in a row without allowing 40 points in a contest. In fact, back against Skyler on January the 13th, Skyler only scored 8 points against this defense. In their last outing, Columbus Lakeview, they only scored 31. So they've gone 8 games in a row without allowing a team to score 40 points. And Hastings High will be challenged here tonight as they take on the Seward Blue Jays here this evening. Seward, of course, back in the early 2000s, so dominant, winning so many state championships in Class B. The coach is still here. Tom Taverde is still here at Seward. This team is maybe not as dominant as the teams were back in the early 2000s, but this is still a good basketball team, and Hastings High will be challenged here tonight against the Seward Blue Jays in this basketball game here tonight. So we're still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of this ball game. We've got the boys' game coming up tonight somewhere around 8 o'clock, getting after just a few-minute late start here on the doubleheader tonight because of the length of the junior varsity ball games played here. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight. Seward and Hastings on 1230 KHAS. So the playing of the national anthem here tonight, preceding high school basketball coverage on 1230 KHIS. Hastings High taking on Seward, the only other Hastings team in action tonight. The St. Cecilia boys basketball team are getting ready to tip things off here at about 7:30 or so as Mount Michael Benedictine is in town to take on Hastings in a boys-only ball game down at the Chapman Gymnasium. We'll get you the starting lineups now. They're brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Any reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So your starting lineups for the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. They'll go with their usual 5, Julia Reimer, a 5'6" junior. Also Emma Mays, a 5'9" junior. Tatum Bender, the 5'8" junior. Olivia Douglas also getting a start tonight, the 5'11" junior, and Bailey Richmond, a 5'11" senior. Of course, the Hastings High coach by Greg Mays. So the Tigers will go with Reimer and Mays and Bender, Douglas, and Richmond in the starting lineup here tonight. The Tigers come in a record of 7 wins and 10 losses on the season. The Seward Blue Jays, a number 5 ranked team in the Lincoln Journal Star poll this week, a record of 13 wins and 4 losses on the season. They're going to go with the starting lineup. It looks like this. Kate Mullally. Mullally is a 5'8" junior. She is averaging right at 6 points per ball game. She's kind of their playmaker, averaging 2.5 assists per ball game and about 2 steals per game. Cameron Opner is a 6-foot sophomore. Opner is averaging 5 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. She's a 6-foot sophomore. Hannah Kaur is a 5'6" senior. Hannah Kaur is averaging 4.9 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. Kendra Plocky is a 5'10" junior. Plocky is averaging 5.4 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. And Kelsey Zagene is a 5'8" junior. Zagene is averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. So Seward, they won the Central Conference basketball tournament this past week. Tournament played up in Aurora. That's the tournament that Adams Central was involved in. This is the Central Conference foe here tonight for the Hastings High Tigers. Seward picked up three wins during that tournament, beating Central City 43-36. They also beat Crete 44-39. Then they beat Aurora for the championship in that Central Conference tournament, winning by the score of 50-38. So a huge task tonight for the Hastings High Tigers. We'll see what they can do in this ball game here this evening. The Tigers are going to be dressed in their road black uniforms here tonight. Their white and orange trim here tonight. The Seward Blue Jays are going to be dressed in their white unis, their dark blue and gold trim here tonight. Hastings High will shoot to our basket to our right. We're set to go. Hastings High basketball tonight on the road with the Tigers in Seward. Ball is in the air. The tip is controlled here by Seward. Is knocked into the backcourt. That's Plocky going back to pick it up now to Mulway as she comes into the forecourt. She'll set things up here for Seward. Over on the wing on the right side, that's Zagene. Zagene with the ball as she stands with it high above her head down to the free throw line. Throws it down here on the left side. Hastings High is in a man-to-man defense. There's Offner with the ball at the top of the key. Cameron Offner gives it away. Now that's Hannah Kaur driving the ball down the right side of the lane. Runs over a Tiger. No foul called. Can't go up for the shot. Comes back out here to a Plocky. Trying to drive it. Driving lanes are cut off there. There's pass the ball around. Now driving down the left side of the lane is Kaur. Her shot is up there and in. Hannah Kaur scores. They get the Seward Blue Jays on the scoreboard. 2-0 is the score. Hastings High comes back. Tatum Bender with the ball now for the Tigers. To Emma Mays here in the right wing. Now back to a Tatum Bender. She dribbles over here on the right wing. Bounce pass goes down to Mays in a corner. There's a Bender again. Now inside to Richmond. The Bender inside to Douglas. Shot is up there and in. Hastings High working against that zone defense. You heard the coach talking about how they're going to attack it during the pregame show. That was a prime example of what's going to be the major key right there, and that's the inside play of Olivia Douglas and also of Bailey Richmond. Douglas gets the first field goal in the ball game for Hastings High. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Long-range jumper from the outside, a three-pointer put up there and in. Cameron Offner scoring there, a three-ball there, and it's a 5-2 ball game now. As Seward is out on top of Hastings High, here comes a Julia Reimer back with the ball down for the Tigers. Double-teamed here on the wing. Reimer gets the ball away to a Bailey Richmond. Richmond brings it back to Reimer on the wing. Now down in the corner to Emma Mays. Mays, skip pass, goes over to Bender. On the wing on the left side, she'll take a three-pointer. Shot good. Tatum Bender nails the three-ball there, and Hastings High comes back to tie the score at 5 points apiece. 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter from Seward tonight. There's Hannah Kaur with the ball. Kaur comes out to Mulley. Mulley has got it now. She moves to the right on the dribble. Throws it over in the far sideline down to Zagene. Zagene takes it to the free throw line over here to Molinay. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to a Richmond. Bailey Richmond gets the rebound, gets it away down to Emma Mays. Here come the Tigers into the forecourt with Julia Reimer. Now to Mays here on the wing on the right side. The Tigers can grab the lead with a successful trip down the floor here. There's a Richmond, goes inside to Douglas, mishandles the ball, and a turnover on Hastings High. First turnover in the ball game for the Tigers. Here comes Seward back the other way. Zagene has got the ball now down the right sideline, picked up by Bender. Gets away, throws it down in the corner. Hannah Kaur thought about the three, passed it up, comes out here, top of the key now to Offner, gives it away to Plocky. She drives it, gets it to a Hannah Kaur. She moves it over on the elbow, right side of the lane. Bounce pass comes inside to Zagene, kicks her back out here. That's Offner with the ball, moves it to the top of the key. Good defense here by the Tigers. Down in the right corner, that's going to be Hannah Kaur with the ball, drives it into the lane. Throws it over here on the left side. Molinay signs up and in a three-pointer. Another three-ball there. That's the second one thrown up by Seward here in the ball game. It's an 8-5 score now. Seward has got the lead. Now we have a personal foul called on the Jays. Personal foul going to be going against
Seward and I foul against number 20, Kate Mullally.
Kate Mullally picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. And that's going to be the First team foul on the Seward. So Hastings High will play things in. Off of the far sideline, Tatum Bender has got the ball for Hastings. 8-5 to score. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Tigers have it down here. That's going to be Julia Reimer with it now. Down in the corner to Emma Mays. Mays brings it back here to Reimer. Now top of the key. That's a Douglas with the ball. Skip pass goes down to Mays in the corner. Drives it into the lane. Can't put up a shot. Out to Reimer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound battled for. It's picked up on the baseline there by Emma Mays. Emma brings her back out here into three-point territory. Julia Reimer with the ball. Julia Reimer goes in the high post there to Megan Steiner, who's into the ball game now. Out to a Tatum Bender, drops it down low. There's Emma Bay. She goes up with a shot, and she's going to have a block back into her face, and a personal foul is going to be called here. Cameron Offner picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number two on Seward. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Emma Mays, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Emma Mays cans one. Coming to the ball game now is going to be Kayla Luby. Luby coming to the contest now for the Seward Blue Jays. She's a six-foot sophomore. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Emma Mays. And now it's 8-7. 8-7 to score. The Tigers down by a point. Here comes Seward back with the ball. Long range three put up there by Kovalt. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Douglas of Hastings. Off to Bender. Tatum Bender runs her back the other way. Down the right side of the lane. All the way to the goal. Her shot no good, but she's hacked in the arm and a foul is called. Anna Kovalt picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. And now Tatum Bender will go to the free throw line here for the Hastings High Tigers. So Bender goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Bender's got 3 points in the ball game so far tonight. She hit a three-pointer. Misses on the free throw. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Ellie McCoy. So Ellie McCoy going to see some playing time here in the first quarter. She's a 5'5" freshman for head coach Greg Mays. Tatum Bender's next free throw is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Bender gets the rebound, goes back up. Her shot, no good. Rebound, follow shot up and in. Amanda Strammel picks up the offensive board and the putback there for Hastings High. And the score is now 9-8. Hastings High has got the 1 point advantage here over the fifth ranked Seward Blue Jays. Here's a Kovalt with the ball. Kovalt works it over here to Offner. Trying to drive the baseline. It's cut out there nicely by Emma Mays of Hastings. High pass comes out on top. The ball's going to be deflected and it's picked up by Hastings. First turnover on Seward. The ball taken down by Emma Mays. She gets the ball to Bender into the forecourt now. 9-8 to score. Hastings High with a 1 point lead. Richmond with the ball. Moves it down to Emma Mays on the baseline. Drives it toward the goal. Throws it down in the left corner. Her shot is up there. Good. That's Ellie McCoy scoring. She comes off the bench and it's a baseline jumper. Now stepping over the end line, the Seward Blue Jays. That was Reagan Carl stepping over the end line down here. A turnover on Seward. So Hastings High will get the ball. 11-8. The Tigers are out on top. Ellie McCoy will inbound it from underneath her own basket to the left side. They come out to Bender. Bender drives the ball to the free throw line. Can't put up a shot. Now to Emma May. She takes it to the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down from behind. The ball is recovered here by Plocky. Kendra Plocky gets the ball off on the right sideline now. All the way to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Zajanoff scoring there for the Seward Blue Jays. And now we got a personal foul called. Personal foul called here. It's going to go on Cameron Offner. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four called in the Blue Jays here in this first half of play. Hastings High will play things in. So it's an 11-10 ball game. Hastings High with the lead here in this first quarter. Here come the Tigers back in their offensive zone. That's going to be Julia Reimer. Her pass is going to be kicked here by Hannah Kors. And the Tigers will play it in again here on the near sideline. Ellie McCoy will get things in to Julia Reimer. Off to a Megan Steiner with the ball now. She's double-teamed over in the wing on the left side. Steiner's in trouble. And now we got a jump ball called. Steiner is tied up in a play there by Kelsey Zajanoff. And now we're going to have the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Tigers will play things in. They get it to the free throw line to a Richmond. Richmond back outside the ring down to a Julia Reimer. Around the screen from Richmond. Throws it over here to Ellie McCoy. Pulls up, shoots a 10-footer from the right side of the lane. It dances around the rim. It falls off of the right side. No good, and a foul is going to be called. The foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on to Megan Steiner. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings. So under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter, Hastings High holding on to a one-point advantage over the Seward Blue Jays. The score is 11-10. Seward comes back with the ball. Here's Plocky just to the left of the circle. Hands it away now to Zajnoff. She'll take a three-pointer. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Julia Reimer of Hastings. Double-teamed to the backcourt. Gets the ball away to McCoy. She runs her back the other way with a left-handed dribble. Now loses control of the ball. It is loose in the far sideline. That's going to be picked up by Seward. That's going to be the second turnover on Hastings. Ball is picked up there by Kelsey Zajnoff. Down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out to Plocky. Shot for three is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Ellie McCoy. McCoy comes back for the Hastings High Tigers. Down to a minute and 13 seconds to play. Here in this first quarter, Hastings with a lead over Seward. The score is 11-10. Ellie McCoy with the ball on the wing. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline to Steiner. Entry pass is going to be intercepted. His zone defense very good here for Seward. They get their third turnover out of this first quarter to play. There's a Luby. She mishandles the ball, but it's picked up here. Out in three-point territory by the Jays. This is Zajnoff with the ball on the wing. Zajnoff looking to drive it. The ball is going to be poked away. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Zajnoff. Keeps it alive here for the Blue Jays. Now to Hannah Core. Jump pass goes down in the corner. Takes it up to the elbow. Now outside to the top of the key. Down to the baseline again. Left side. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hannah Core. Rebounded is saved, but right into the hands there of Plocky. She drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Plocky. Follow shot. No good. And she's fouled in the play. So Seward a little bit more aggressive on the offensive board so far here in this first quarter. Personal foul is going to be called here on Ellie McCoy of Hastings High. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Kendra Plocky goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Plocky's a 46% foul shooter on the season. And she goes to the free throw line here in this one. She's averaging 5.4 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. The score is 11-10. Hastings with a one-point lead. Plocky's next free throw, good. So she ties the score up now at 11 points apiece here late in the first quarter. Seward's going to attack here in backcourt. Here comes Bender. Races the ball across the 10-second line. All the way to the goal. The shot, good. Tatum Bender scores. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings high with the lead. 13-11 now. Anna Kovalt with it. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Gets it over there. On the right side to Hannah Core. She drives it into the lane. The ball poked away. The scramble is on. A jump ball is called, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books. The Hastings High Tigers with the lead here over the Seward Blue Jays after the initial period. Hastings High 13, Seward 11. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
The difference between clicking on a computer to order flowers versus having a conversation with the people who are going to pick and arrange the most appropriate bouquet. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers. My dad built his business knowing his customers, knowing their special occasions, and how they celebrated them. So a delivery from Bob Sass Flowers is now what it was then. Real people delivering real love. Flowers from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Right on 1230 KHAS and also online, www.hastingslink.com. Hastings with the lead 13-11 as we start the second quarter here tonight. There's Offner with the ball over on the right side. A long range jumper for three. Good. Reagan Carl scoring there for Seward. This is a team that likes the three ball. They've nailed one, two, three, four of them so far here in this basketball game. 14-13 is the score. Seward has got the lead over Hastings High. Down in the corner, Reimer, her three ball is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Hannah Core. She has it tipped away from behind there by Emma Mays, but right in the hands here of Riley Offner. as she brings it into the offensive zone. There's Carl with the ball over to Core again. Same spot, three-pointer. This time it's going to be off of the mark, no good. And a defensive rebound there by the Hastings High Tigers. Richmond gets the rebound to Tatum Bender as he runs her back the other way. Tatum Bender all the way to the baseline. Goes it back out to Emma Mays for three. Shot good. Emma Mays, a high-arcing three-pointer, goes right down to the hole. And the Tigers are out on top by a score of 16-14. Hastings High led 13-11 at the end of the first quarter. Seward comes back with the basketball. Here's a Reagan Carl with the ball. Moves it down in the corner to Offner. Entry pass to get it inside to Plocky. Her shot from point-blank range is no good. Rebound comes down to Olivia Douglas. Now to Bender to the near sideline. Bender brings it back to the center of the floor on the dribble now for Hastings High. Bender bounce pass on a high post to Richmond. She tries to send it down low to Douglas. The ball tipped away. Bender picks it back up. Bender to Reimer. Reimer now to Mays. Now to Bender here on the near sideline. Bender gets it back here to Emma Mays against the zone. Pass goes across the top to Julia Reimer. Circles around the screen. Gets the ball to Bender on the wing on the right side. Bender open for three. Takes the shot. Misses. No good. Rebound loose. Bender has it in the lane. Gets it out to Olivia Douglas. Douglas now to Reimer down in the corner again. That's Bender trying to drive the baseline. She is knocked down and a foul is going to be called. Nope, no foul. It's just out of bounds. It's out of bounds and Hastings High will play things in. 5 minutes and 59 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter. Hastings High with the lead over the Seward Blue Jays by the score of 16-14. Emma Mays will inbound the ball now for Hastings. Gets it to Bender. She bobbles the ball. Nearly taken away there by Core. Bender gets it under control. Sends it back down in the corner. Left side to Emma Mays. Takes it into the lane to Douglas. Top of the key now to Richmond. Richmond over to Reimer on the wing on the right side. Reimer to Richmond inside the free throw circle. Now to a Bender. Drives the baseline. Her shot partially deflected. It goes out of bounds. And now it's lost out of bounds. Bender was the last to touch it. Turnover on Hastings. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Kendra Plocky for the Seward Blue Jays. 16-14 is the score. Hastings High with a two-point lead. Here comes Plocky with the ball across the midcourt stripe. Plocky comes near side down to Cameron Offner. Offner down to Malali, who is out there between the rings. Zanjanov's got it. Her pass down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Reimer. That's the third turnover on the Seward Blue Jays here in the ballgame. There's an entry pass going to be deflected away. It's a loose on the floor. Now we got a foul called. Had four players at the deck, and finally a foul is called down there in the lane for Hastings. Foul is going to go on Plocky. That's going to be her first. Kendra Plocky picks up her first. That's going to be the team's fifth. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings High will play things in. That's going to be Reimer over there on the wing on the left side. Top of the key, that's Olivia Douglas down to Bender. Down to Emma Bays down in the corner to the right side. Trying to penetrate inside, and she can't do it. Comes back out to Richmond. Now down low to Douglas. Kicks it out to Bender in the corner. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot good. Bailey Richmond gets the offensive board and the putback, and the Hastings High Tigers are out on top now by 4 points. It's 18-14. Malali has got the ball now. Or Seward goes over in the far sideline to Hannah Core behind the screen. Fires up a three. Way off of the mark. No good. Ball is saved there by Plocky. Seward keeps it alive. Good job by Plocky saving that ball from going out of bounds. Hannah Core has got it now. Hannah Core goes to the far sideline. Dribbling with the ball here is going to be Offner. Takes it to the hole. And her shot is up there and in. Cameron Offner scores. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. It's now 18-16. 18-16, the Tigers out on top. Here's Julia Reimer with the ball. Reimer open, now drives it to the hole. Bounce pass underneath the basket there to Douglas. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Personal foul is called here.
Fouls against number 34, Kendra Plocky.
It's going to go on Kendra Plocky. That's going to be her second. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. That's Olivia Douglas firing down the free throw. Hastings High is out on top here in the ball game. Douglas hit the first one. Here comes the second one. It's up there. It's good by Douglas, so she cans a couple of free throws here in this ball game. And now the score is 19-16. Tigers have the lead. There's a pass out on top now to Carl. Carl kicks it out here to Offner. Offner in the left side of the lane now to a Kovalt. Hastings High is in a man-to-man defense. There's a pass deflected away, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to be called on Hastings High. That's going to be Camry Adler just checked into the ball game. She picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Tigers here in this ball game. There's Offner with the ball again for Stewart. 19-16 is the score. Hastings High is out on top here in the ball game. Offner moves to her right on the dribble. Her shot is up there and in.
Long two, number 14.
Riley Offner hitting a two-pointer there. 19-18 to score now. Hastings High with a one-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Adler's pass to the near sideline is out of bounds. Right under the scorer's table. That's going to be turnover number five on Hastings so far here in this first half of play. So now it's going to be the Jays inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. Reagan Carl will get the ball inbounded here to Kayla Luby, who's into the ball game again. Off to looks like Kate Mullally has got the ball now. She moves it over here on the wing on the left side, reverses the ball to Cobalt, top of the key. To Mullally, shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three. Ball tapped around on the baseline. It's picked up here by Hastings High. Picked up by Emma Mays and the Tigers. Down to Reimer down the near sideline to Tatum Bender. Bender holds the ball. Bender looking. Cross-court pass goes over to Reimer. Really threw over her head, but Reimer climbs the ladder to grab that one. Down in the corner, that's going to be Mays with the ball. Down to Douglas, over here to Bender. Free throw line extended right side. We're down to 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Hastings High out on top of Seward by the score of 19-18. There's a shot by Douglas up there and in, and she's fouling the play. They got the ball down low just to the right of the basket. Olivia Douglas gets the field goal for Hastings High. And she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play.
Seward, number 42, Kayla Luby,
Kayla Luby picks up the personal foul for Seward. That's going to be her first. Olivia Douglas will go to the free throw line for Hastings High. Douglas has got 6 points already in the basketball game. Couple of field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Now she hits that one to make it a three-point play, and Hastings High has got the lead over the fifth-ranked team in Class B tonight, the Seward Blue Jays. This is a team that Hastings High lost to begin the season by the score of 49-38, and it wasn't that close. There's a 5-second violation now in Seward in backcourt. The Blue Jays coming off of their Central Conference tournament win last week and struggling a little bit here against the Hastings High Tigers. Another turnover on Seward. That's going to be their fourth here in the first half. Hastings High will play things in. Reimer takes it down in the corner. That's Emma Mays. Drives the baseline. There's a pass cross court down in the opposite corner now. That's Ellie McCoy down to Richmond. Down to Reimer. Entry pass to get it inside to Mays. Her shot no good. Rebound Mays. Follow shot is up there and in. Emma Mays with 7 points in the ball game. Hastings High now with the biggest lead in the ball game, 24-18. 1 minute, 58 seconds to play here in the second period. The Tigers have the advantage here in this one. There's a Zajnow with the ball deep in the right corner. Offner for three. That's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's Ellie McCoy bringing the ball back down the near sideline. Julia Reimer sends the ball inside. Mishandled there, but it's picked up on the left side of the lane. Tigers maintain control. There's Mays. Her shot is up there and in. Emma Mays dribbles inside and cans a little 10-footer. She's got 9 points in the ball game. 26-18. Hastings High has got the lead here. The Tigers have rattled off the last 7 points here in the ball game. There's a Cobalt for three. That shot won't go. Rebound is chased down in the corner there by Mays. Nearly fell out of bounds. Gets the ball back in the between the lines here. Now we got a foul called. Mays nearly lost it out of bounds, and then she just threw it back here between the two sidelines and picks up the personal foul. That's going to go on to McCoy. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Tigers here in the first half. Non-shooting situation here. So it's going to be Seward inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:12 remaining here in the second quarter. Hastings High trailing, or Hastings High leading in the ball game, 26-18. There's a Zajnow with the ball around the screen, moves it up here on the wing on the left side. Down in the corner now to Offner. Back out to Zajnow for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to a Hastings High. And a traveling violation is calling Douglas. Douglas was a pressured back here in backcourt, trying to get away, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be six turnovers on Hastings High in the ball game. Seward will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket, deep in the corner. That's Offner with it now. Circles around, drives into the basket. Her shot good, but it won't count. A foul on the way in. It's going to go on the Tigers. Personal foul is called here on Douglas. That's going to be your first. Olivia Douglas picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number five for the Tigers. So a non-shooting situation. Seward will play things in. Zajnaw, left side of the lane. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Kovalt with it now. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Offner. Pass to the right sideline is nearly intercepted there by McCoy. She lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Seward's basketball. He'll play things in. Kate Mullally coming back into the ball game now, replacing Kovalt. Seward will play things in with 40 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, the Jays are trailing Hastings High 26-18. There's a pass deep in the corner to Plocky. Puts it on the floor, dribbles up here to the free throw line. Down the lane, shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Hastings High. It's going to go on Bailey Richmond. Richmond picks up her first personal foul. Now going to the free throw line for Seward is going to be Kendra Plocky. Plocky's got 1 point in the ball game so far. One out of two for the line as she sinks this one. She'll get one more. 26-19 now. 26-19. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around and it's picked up here by Hastings High. Ellie McCoy has got the ball. Long pass ahead. They get it to Douglas. She drives it. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up by Seward. There's Offner with the ball. Offner, left-handed dribble across the timeline with 10 seconds to play. Riley Offner works out on top there against the Tiger man-to-man defense. Offner has got it. Now they go for the steal. Now we're going to have a whistle, and the foul is going to be called with 1.4 seconds to play. Tigers had a double team out here on the Offner right at the top of the key, but a personal foul is going to be called. This one is going to go on the Tigers. It's going to go on Adler. So Adler picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to send Seward to the free throw line. So in an effort to tie up Riley Offner at the top of the key, Camry Adler commits the personal foul to send Offner to the free throw line for the 1-1. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Offner will get one more. She's a 33% foul shooter in the season, averaging 1.8 points per ball game. She's already got three in this contest. Next shot is up there. That's going to be good. So a pair of free throws. The Tiger leads out 26-21. And now time expires here in quarter number two. So we have reached halftime here tonight. We've reached halftime with a score. It's going to be Hastings High 26, Seward 21. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's the sale you've been waiting for. Gary Michaels Clothier semi-annual half-price sale. Take 50% off all remaining men's and ladies' fall and winter inventory. Half-off suits, sports coats, sweaters, neckties, and select dress shirts. 50% off all outerwear, leather coats, wool top coats, and jackets. 50% off ladies' fashion. And take an additional 20% off select clearance racks. New Brighton markdowns, 30 to 60% off. Don't miss this event. Shop local and save big at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back here at halftime in Seward tonight. Girls High School basketball at 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming is brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. So Seward scored the first points of the ball game here tonight. But Hastings High, they fell behind 5-2 in the first quarter. The Tigers came back to tie things up at 5 points apiece. Hastings High then went ahead for the first time at 9-8. Tigers led 13-11 at the end of the first quarter to play. Hastings built that lead here in the second half to 8 points at 26-18. Seward scores the last 3 points in the second quarter. And that's the margin right now, 26-21. The Hastings High Tigers with a lead over the Seward Blue Jays. Checking the scoring here in the ball game so far for Seward. They're being led by Cameron Offner. Offner has got a three-pointer and a two-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Riley Offner has got 4 points. She's got a field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Kate Mowally. Mowally has got a 3 and a 2. 3 points also for Reagan Carl. She got a three-pointer here in the first half. Hannah Core has got a field goal for 2. Kendra Plocky is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 2 points. And Kelsey Zagina has got a field goal for 2. Seward has shot 6 free throws so far. Here in the first half of play, they have converted on 4 of those, unofficially 4 turnovers in the basketball game. For the Hastings High Tigers, they've had, 5 girls score so far. Emma Mays is leading the way so far for Hastings High. Mays has knocked down a 3-pointer, and she's got 2 2-point field goals, and she's also 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Emma Mays has got 9 points. Olivia Douglas has got 7 points. Douglas has got a couple of field goals, and she's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 5 points tonight for Tatum Bender. Bender's got a 3 and a 2. She's 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Bailey Richmond has got a field goal for 2. And Amanda Estramo has got a field goal and 2 points here for the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings hitting 5 out of 7 from the free throw line in this first half of play, and unofficially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. So the Tigers have played well so far here in this contest. Good defense out of both teams so far. We're sitting at a 26-21 ball game. Hastings High with a lead over the 5th-ranked Seward Blue Jays. We're at halftime here tonight. Girls High School Basketball will take a timeout and come right back. You're listening to High School Basketball at 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Pop a balloon and save at Furniture Direct in Hastings. When you spend $299 or more, you'll get to pop a balloon and save 5%, 10%, 15%, or even 20% off everything in the store, even special orders. Save on name brands like Ashley, Catnapper, and Beauty Rest mattresses. So pick your furniture and mattresses, then pick your balloon and save. Now that really is more than you expect. Furniture Direct behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Listen, college should introduce you to new ideas. It should open your mind to a world of possibilities. You can get access to real-world opportunities at Hastings College, where the world and you align. Find us at hastings.edu.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward. High school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Plenty of other sports around the dial here this evening. Over on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tonight we've got USHL hockey as the Tri-City Storm will play at Waterloo. Faceoff coming up here in a couple of minutes at 7:05 tonight. Coverage is already underway on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got some high school basketball coverage as well on the air tonight over on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. You've got the Luplat Conference semifinals going on tonight over on KKPR. Coverage is underway there. And things continue on in to tomorrow. We're heading for Sioux City when we wrap up here tonight. Hastings College Broncos will be playing Morningside tomorrow afternoon. Tip-offs are scheduled for 2 and 4 o'clock tomorrow. And the pregame show will begin at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. By the way, in the semifinals tonight of the Luplat Conference Tournament, you've got Kearney Catholic playing St. Paul in the first game, and then Ravenna is playing Ord in the second ball game. So that action is already underway on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, Kearney Catholic and St. Paul, Ravenna and Ord. And then the Luplat Conference will wrap up tomorrow with consolation games in the finals. We've got all of them tomorrow over on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So we're at halftime here. Girls High School basketball from Seward tonight. Hastings High holding on to a 5-point advantage over the Seward Blue Jays. We're sitting at 26-21 after Hastings had a 13-11 lead at the end of the first quarter. The second half is coming up. 26-21 is our score here at halftime. Hastings with a lead. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward, high school basketball at 1230 KHAS. The Tigers out on top of the Seward Blue Jays. The score is 26-21. Got the boys contest coming up next here on KHAS. Interesting matchup. The Seward Blue Jays will be sitting at 9 wins and 8 losses on the season, taking on Hastings High at 7-10. Tigers have been playing halfway decent as of late. They just run into a bunch of good teams. Hastings is on a three-game losing streak as they get set to go here tonight. But the Tigers run into teams with winning records in Gothenburg, Columbus, and Kearney the last three ball games. So they'll try to get on the winning track in our second ball game coming up tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Play is back in as Hastings High will inbound the ball off the far sideline. Tigers will shoot to our basket to our left. Here in the second half, there's Bender. Takes it down on the baseline. She's double-teamed. Forces up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down here to Zajanov. So here come the Seward Blue Jays. They are 13-4 on the season. They are ranked number 5 in the Lincoln Journal Star poll this week in Class B. Getting tested here by the Hastings High Tigers. Seward to the ball. Mullally has got it now. She's going to crank up a three-pointer. Her shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down on the baseline to Offner. Down to Mullally. Back down to Offner in the corner. Takes a three over Douglas. Shot no good. Richmond grabs the rebound for Hastings High. So two shots and out here for the Seward Blue Jays. Hastings High comes up with a defensive board. Now here come the Tigers. Bender. Bounce pass goes inside to Douglas. Bounce pass back outside the ring to Reimer. Down on the baseline. Driving is Mays. Her shot no good. Rebound Mays. Follow shot good. Emma Mays now with 11 points in the ball game, and the Hastings High Tigers have a 7-point lead over Seward. The score is 28-21. We're about a minute into the second half here from Seward High School tonight. There's a Kelsey Zajanov with the ball out here in the three-point territory. Really travels with the ball. Comes over here to a Hannah Core. Entry pass to get it right to the free throw line. That's Offner with it now. Offner comes out to the top of the circle again. That's going to be Zajanov with the ball. The Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Over here in the wing as Core gets away, drives it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It won't go. Battle for the rebound. Douglas has it. She has it stripped away. It is picked up here by Plocky, and her shot is up and in. Kendra Plackey takes that ball away from Olivia Douglas and scores with it. 28-23 is the score now. The Tigers are out on top by 5 points. Here's Bender with the ball. Comes out to Reimer on the left side. Reimer takes it down to the baseline. A jumper is up there from short range. No good. Rebound comes down to Zajanaw. Here come the Seward Blue Jays flying back the other way. This is Kelsey Zajanaw into the offensive zone here for Seward. Picked up out there by Emma Mays right here at the top of the key. Zajanaw working with the ball. Moves it to the left side. Now spins out here. Can't go up to the shot. The ball is knocked loose. Zajanaw picks her back up. Out to Kendra Plackey. Blackie's going to drive the ball there against Richmond. Hands it away again to Kelsey Zajanaw with her back to the basket. Zajanaw has to get rid of it. She does. Hands it away to Kaur. Drives down the lane. Their shot good. Hannah Kaur scores there. That's 4 points now for Hannah Kaur. A couple of field goals. And the Seward Blue Jays are back to within 3 points. 28-25 is the score. Hastings gets it inside again to Douglas. She spins and she runs right into a Blue Jay down there. Personal foul is going to be called on Seward. The foul here is going to go on Kelsey Zajanaw. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Seward here in the third quarter. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings High inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Emma Mays has got it. Emma Mays looking to inbound. She does. Way outside down to Bender. Tatum Bender just holds on to the ball out here. Finally picked up by Mulally out there between the circles. There's Richmond. Dumps a pass down low. It's going to be out for the fingertips of Douglas. That's going to be the seventh turnover on Hastings High. Here comes Mulally back with the ball. Now Seward can tie with a three-point field goal on this possession. Riley Offner has got it on the wing. Comes out top of the key to Cameron Offner. Drives it down the lane. Down to Carl. Skip pass goes over in the left baseline to Zajanaw. Wheels. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Hastings. Tigers have the rebound. That's a Katie Richmond with the rebound. Gets the ball ahead, down to Bender. Kicks it out here to Mays. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Bender on the wing. Seward has now gone to a man-to-man defense. They played zone throughout much of the first half of play. Entry pass to get it inside to Douglas. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands and it's going to be picked up here by Carl. And then a pass thrown out of bounds by Seward. So the Jays force the turnover, and then they commit ones themselves, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Kayla Luby coming into the ball game now. Cameron Offner will check out. Hastings will play things in. 4:22 to play here in the third quarter. 28-25. Hastings out on top by three. Bender goes to the free throw line to Richmond. Richmond drives it down the lane, kicks it out in the corner. Reimer for three. Shot good. Julia Reimer knocks down a three ball for the deep right corner. That gives Hastings a 6-point advantage again at 31-25. 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. There's a Mulally with the ball. Mulally goes over on the wing to the left side to a Zajanaw. High left side. Zajanaw looking inside. Nothing there. Zajanaw puts it on the floor. Dribbles to her right. Now gets the ball over in the right wing to a Offner. Reverses the ball out on top. Carl shot for three. No good. Long rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's a Reimer with a rebound. Julia Reimer into the forward court now to a Tatum Bender. Tigers have a 6-point lead. 31-25 here in the ball game. Bender trying to take the ball in the hole. Now we got a palming violation called on Tatum Bender. Bender picks up the palming violation. That's going to be the ninth turnover on the Hastings High Tigers here in the basketball game. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third. Seward is trailing Hastings by the score of 31-25. Here's a traveling violation in backcourt. They got the ball inbounded to Hannah Kaur. She had her back to the defense. She turns around and ran right into Olivia Douglas. Got the happy feet there, and a traveling violation is called on Seward. That's going to be the sixth turnover on the Jays. Hastings High will play things in. Here's a Bender with the ball. Tatum out here in three-point territory. Works it over here on the wing and the left side to Emma Mays. Mays takes it into the lane. The ball tipped away, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Mays. She lost control of the ball, and then picks up the personal foul, trying to scramble after it. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one of the Tigers here in the second half. Non-shooting situation is going to be Seward inbounding the ball. Here come the Jays. Zajanaw has got it. Zajanaw outside the ring now to Anna Kovald, who's into the ball game. Now between the circles again to Hannah Kaur. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Runs into Bender. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's picked up here, and then a foul is going to be called as three players hit the deck down there. Foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. Julia Reimer picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Kate Mullally coming back into the ballgame now for Seward. Mullally will come in, and looks like Anna Koval is going to check out. Seward will play things in underneath their own basket. They're down by six. There's an entry pass inside. It's up and in. Kayla Luby scoring there, and that's her first field goal. And now the Jays are back to within 4 points, 31-27. Hastings with the ball. Richmond gets away. She drives in. Now a foul is going to be called here on Luby. Luby picks up her second. Team foul number two on the Jays here in the third quarter. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings playing it in from underneath their own basket. Julia Reimer has got her into the corner, and she's called for the traveling violation. Trying to get away after the amount of pass came to her. That's going to be the 10th turnover on Hastings High in the ball game. Here's a Cameron Offner into the ball game now. Coming out will be Kayla Luby. Tigers will be pressuring in backcourt here. 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play. In quarter number three, Hastings High is out on top of the fifth-ranked Seward Blue Jays. The score is 31-27 here in the ball game. Seward has got the ball. They lob it inside to Oplaki. Kicks it out of the wing down to Mullally. Mullally comes across the top of the key. There's a shot taken by Zaginaw. No good from three. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Katie Richmond got the rebound. Hands it away now to a Bender into the forecourt. Here's Mays with the ball. Up high, left side of the lane. Mays looking. Cross-court pass goes over to Bender on the right wing. Tatum holds on to the ball as Seward is in a man-to-man defense now. Bender, bounce pass inside, deflected away. Douglas picks her back up, goes up with a shot. Jump ball is going to be called. Douglas right in the lane. She is tied up in the play. She goes up for the shot. Good job there by the Seward Blue Jays. Cameron Offner got in there to tie up Olivia Douglas. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Seward. So Blue Jays will play things in. Hastings High again pressuring in backcourt. There's a ball that's going to be deflected. It is loose back here. Now we got a foul called as three players go scrambling after the loose ball. And a foul here is going to go on the Blue Jays. Anna Court picks up the foul. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Jays. And now Greg Mays is up. He wants to call a timeout here for Hastings High. This is a Crozier Park Pharmacy timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Thirty-one to 27 is the score. Hastings High out on top of the Seward Blue Jays here in this third quarter. The Tigers trying to hang on here today. This will be a huge win for them. Hastings has been playing pretty well as of late. Got into a contest with the Kearney Bearcats the other night. Had to lead over the Class A opponent for a long time, but could make some free throws down the stretch and lost to them 42-37. Hastings High right now with a four-point lead over a state-ranked team. There's Mazur. Shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. Three players hit the deck again underneath the basket, and a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings High. So the Tigers will play things in from underneath their own basket. Emma Mays will key things in here for Hastings. Mays looking, finally gets it in. Down in the corner, that's going to be Douglas with the ball. Mays comes out to reclaim the ball. Now she circles around, takes it down the lane. Now Bender driving the baseline, and she's cut off. Her pass can be deflected out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Underneath their own basket with a minute and 20 seconds to play. 1:20 to play here in this third quarter. The Tigers will play things in down here in the corner. That's a Reimer with the ball. Reimer drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's good. Julia Reimer scores. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings High is out on top again by 6 points, 33-27 with a 1:06 left here in the third quarter. Here's a Hannah Core with the ball now for a Seward behind the screen. Hannah Core moves it to the wing on the right side, reverses the ball out here to the top of the key. That's Carl with it now. Here's Hannah Core again on the right side. She circles around, drives it down the lane. A running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's a Reimer with the ball. Gets it ahead, now to Bender. Tatum brings it into the offensive zone. Will hold things up. Tigers will set up in the half-court offense now against this man-to-man defense for the Seward Blue Jays. Bailey Richmond has got the ball. Bailey Richmond comes out between the rings now to Julia Reimer. Reimer goes over there on the far side to Emma Mays. Now to a Tatum Bender. There's a Julia Reimer again. They just play catch with it out here in three-point territory. Emma Mays, the Tatum Bender, comes across the top to Bailey Richmond. Richmond here at the top of the key holds it. Now inside to Douglas. Her shot is up there. It's good. Olivia Douglas scores there for Hastings. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings with an 8-point lead again. 35-27. Here's a shot from 35. It's no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. The Hastings High Tigers have the lead after three. The score is Hastings 35 and Seward 27. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here in Seward. High school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also at HastingsLink.com. Good one here tonight. The Hastings High Tigers with the lead over the Seward Blue Jays. The score is 35-27. Seward has got the ball first to begin this fourth quarter. Plocky moves it down the left side of the lane. Now goes into paint. The foul is going to be called here. Going down was Kelsey Zaginaw. She was driving the ball to the basket, and a personal foul is called here on the Hastings High Tigers. It'll be Seward inbounding the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket. Emma Mays picks up the personal foul for Hastings High. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Hastings with an 8-point lead here in this one. Kelsey Zaginaw has got the ball out here for Seward between the rings. Moves it behind his screen. Now reverses the ball, comes over to Kovalt. Kovalt just to the right of the circle. Bounce pass goes to Plocky. Fakes, now drives it inside. 10-footer up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Douglas, and she's tied up in the play. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Seward, so the Jays will maintain control. And now they say the arrows are all messed up down here. They give the ball to Hastings High. So Hastings High will get to play things in. Kate Mullally will eject that. It's going to be a Julia Reimer bringing the ball back. That was a Hastings ball as they give the ball to the Tigers down here. There's a pass down to Emma Mazur. Shot no good. She's going to be fouled in the play. A foul here is going to go on Plocky. That's going to be her third. Kendra Plocky picks up her third here in this contest. Now Emma Mays goes to the free throw line for the Tigers. Her first free throw is going to be up there and in. Mays is now 3 out of 3 on free throws tonight. She's got 12 points in the ball game. She's leading the way for the Tigers here in this ball game. Olivia Douglas has got 9 for Hastings. Here comes the next shot by Mays. That one is up and in. Emma Mays bangs down a couple of free throws, and this is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Hastings, 37-27, 7 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter from Seward High School here tonight. Blue Jays have the ball being hounded out here by a Tatum Bender. There's a feed to the near side to Zajnaw, about 25 feet away from the basket. Zajnaw looking, comes out to Mullally. Her shot for three is up there, rattles out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's going to be Bailey Richmond with a rebound. Richmond gets it away now to Julia Reimer. Here come the Tigers, already leading by 10 points in the ballgame. Reimer over on the wing on the right side, picked up out there by Koval. The Seward stays with her man-to-man defense. Emma Mays has got it. 200 pass goes back over to Reimer. Drives it to the hole. And shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down here to Seward. Down to left sideline. Here come the Jays now with the ball. That's going to be Koval. Gets it in the hands of Zajnaw. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense as well. Zajnaw moves it over here on the wing on the right side. Picked up there by Emma Mays of Hastings High. Zajnaw now dribbles to the center of the floor. They get a screen set for her. After sets the screen. There's a pass down here in the corner to Mullally. Pass comes out on top down to Carl. Down in the left corner, Koval for three. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot, no good, and the foul is called. Reagan Carl got the offensive board, and she was hacked on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line here for the Jays. Bailey Richmond picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number four in the Tigers here in the second half. This will be a shooting situation, though. Carl's free throw is up there. It bounces on the back iron, goes straight in the air and down through the hole. Reagan Carl's, that's her first free throw of the night. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. Hastings is leading now by a score of 37-28 with 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Bailey Richmond. So Carl hits one out of two. The Hastings lead now is 9 points, 37-28. Here's a steal. They take it away from Bender, and then they throw the ball right back to Hastings High. Back-to-back turnovers. Hastings now with 11 turnovers in the ball game. Seward has got seven. Tigers come back with the ball. They've got the lead. There's a Douglas with a foul out to Bender on the wing on the right side. Bender looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes over here to a Bailey Richmond. Bounce pass goes inside to Douglas. The ball knocked away from her, picked up by Richmond, and now we got a foul call out here. Riley Hoffner picks up the foul for Seward. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number five on the Blue Jays. Hastings will play things in off of the far side. That's going to be Ellie McCoy. Inbound the ball here for the Tigers. 5 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings has got the lead. There's a pass inside. Douglas has got it. Spins away from trouble. Gets out here to McCoy. Her short jumper is up there. No good. Rebound. Douglas. Follow shot. No good. And she's fouled in the play. Olivia Douglas gets the offensive board. And now she's fouled by Anna Kovalt. That's going to be her second foul. Running the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Olivia Douglas. Douglas has got 9 points here in the ball game. She's got 3 field goals. And she's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Cans the free throw, and the Tigers now have a 10-point lead again. The score is 38-28. Olivia Douglas will have one more. Her shot is good. Hastings High with an 11-point lead now, 39-28. Just by the 5-minute mark now here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High looking for their 8th win of the 2016-2017 season here tonight. There's a personal foul just to the right of the basket there. It's going to go on Olivia Douglas. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Douglas. Going to the free throw line for Seward is going to be Cameron Offner. She's got 5 points in the ball game tonight. Her free throw is up there, too strong, no good. Offner is a 56% foul shooter on the season. She misses her first opportunity here. 5 points in the ball game for Offner. Looks up there. Next shot is going to be good. It's one out of two from the free throw line, and the Hastings lead is now 10 points at 39-29. 4:45 to play. At the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Julia Reimer with the ball. Reimer comes over here to McCoy. Not a maze in the free throw line to Bender down on the baseline. Short jumper is up there. It's too strong. No good. Bender reaches for the rebound. Can't get to it. It's loose and is picked up here by Seward. Zaginaw's got the ball, brings it up here against McCoy. Zaginaw crosses the 10-second line. McCoy tips the ball away, but a foul is going to be called. Ellie McCoy picks up the personal foul. That's going to be three fouls now on Ellie McCoy. The three fouls on McCoy. Bailey Richmond coming back into the ball game for Hastings High. Non-shooting situation. Seward will play things in off of the far side. As we approach 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter, Hastings with a 10-point lead, 39-29. Bounce pass comes over here on the right side to Mullally. Mullally behind the screen, moves it to the top of the key. Can't put up a shot. Good defense out there by Hastings High. Right on her face again is going to be Bailey Richmond. Mullally goes over here in the wing on the left side to Zaginaw. She's behind the screen. Open. Takes a shot for three. It's no good. Long rebound. Grabbed there by Zaginaw. Zaginaw moves it down in the corner to Mullally. She takes it into the lane. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's going to be Bailey Richmond with a rebound. Here come the Tigers now. Back up the floor with 3:39 to play. Hastings with a 10-point lead. 39-29. Here's Richmond on the wing. Richmond is double-teamed. And now Greg Mays up in front of the Tiger bench. He brings the timeout. This is a Crozier Park Pharmacy timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Connie.
And we're Newview Real Estate. Newview Real Estate is so much more than just an ordinary real estate company. What's the difference between Newview Real Estate and a traditional realtor? We are full service for less. We can sell your home for $29.95 plus 3%, keeping more money in your pocket. And we can also find you the home of your dreams. Our family team spirit makes it all about you and your needs. Contact us today or online at newviewofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward. 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play in our girls' ball game here tonight. We got the boys up next. Hastings High trying to pull off an upset here on the road tonight. Julia Reimer has got it now for the Tigers. They're just going to look for the good shot here. Run some time off of the clock. They've got the 10-point lead. Julia Reimer on the far sideline, down to Emma Mays. Mays brings it back to Reimer on the right sideline. She puts it on the floor and dribbles back here to the center. Gives it away to Tatum Bender. She's double-teamed. Bender gets away. Bender drives it down the lane to the goal and shot is up there off of the left side. No good. Scramble for the loose ball. We've got three players hitting the deck. The jump ball is called and the arrow is pointing in favor of Seward. So Bender found a seam in the defense. Took it right to the rim there but missed the shot. And now Seward has got the ball. They're down by 10 points just by the three-minute mark now here in the fourth quarter. Here comes Kelsey Zaginaw with the ball. Zaginaw around the screen. Zaginaw thought about the three, passed it up, now to Offner. She fakes the three against Douglas, drives it down the lane. Nice pass down low, and a shot is up and in. Kendra Plocky hitting her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 6 points. It's a 39-31 ball game. Hastings now with an 8-point lead, 2.5 to play. Here's Bender with the ball. Bender moves inside the free throw circle, throws it down in the corner to Reimer, drives the baseline toward the goal. The baseline is cut off, goes to Bender, inside down to Douglas, back to Tatum. Bender down the right side of the lane, running one-hander is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Seward, and a foul is going to be called. Plocky got the rebound, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Tatum Bender of Hastings High. So Bender picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number seven now in Hastings. So now we're going to have some free throws at the other end for Seward. This is Kendra Plocky going to the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ball game, 2 out of 4 from the line. This will be a 1-1 situation for Kendra Plocky, a 46% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Offner. Offner trying to put her back up. The shot's going to be blocked down by Richmond, and a foul is going to be called. And Offner surrounded in the lane there. She goes up for the shot, and Bailey Richmond punks her on the arm. That's going to be the third foul on Richmond. And now going to the free throw line here for Seward is going to be Riley Offner. She's a 33% foul shooter. But tonight, 100% as she knocks down this one. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points. 39-32 is the score. Next shot is up there. That's going to be short. No good. Another offensive rebound by Plocky. Plocky gets it outside now. Three-pointer thrown up there. They bank one home. Hannah Core banks home a three-pointer. And now it's 39-35. Hastings with a four-point lead. At the other end, Douglas, her shot in the lane. Good. Hastings High breaks the pressure, and Olivia Douglas scores right in front of the basket. Tigers are out on top by a score of 41-35. A minute and 47 seconds to play. Zanjanaw has got the ball. Kelsey Zanjanaw, her three-pointer is thrown up there. That one rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Bender as he's fouled in the play. So Bender is fouled on the play here. Personal is going to be whistled on the Blue Jays. We're going to walk to the other end now. And this will be a one-and-one situation now for Tatum Bender. Hoffner picks up the personal foul. Riley, that's going to be your second. Tatum Bender to the free throw line for Hastings. Bender has got 5 points in the ball game. She's got a 3 and a 2. She's 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there in the shot. In and out, back in again. Hastings High would hit some free throws the other night against Kearney. They probably would have won that ball game. They're outscored from the free throw line by 7, and they lose by 5. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. So Hastings High with a 7-point lead, 42-35, with a minute and 34 seconds to play here in the basketball game. This is a Hannah Core with a ball around the screen. Hannah Core drives the ball to the hoop. Her shot, she banks one home again. Hannah Core gets a field goal. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And now Tom Taverdi, the head coach for Seward, wants to burn a Crozier Park Pharmacy timeout. A minute and 22 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings 42, Seward 37.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS between Hastings and Seward. Tiger girls trying to pull off an upset here in Seward to the fifth-ranked team in Class B here this week, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. 42-37, Seward just got done winning the Central Conference tournament a week ago with three straight wins up in Aurora. They have struggled a little bit offensively here against the Hastings High Tigers. This is the first team to score over 40 points against Seward in 9 games. Hastings has got 42 on the board. And now we got a jump ball. Traveling violation in backcourt. Tatum Bender was surrounded down here. She fell down to her knees. Traveling violation is called there on the Tigers. That's the 12th turnover on Hastings. And in the ball game now, Anna Cobalt. She comes in. Riley Hoffner checks out. Minute and 17 seconds to play in the game. Hastings 42, Seward 37. Pass comes out between the rings. Mullally's got it now. Comes over here on the wing on the right side. Reverses the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. A Plocky shot good. Kendra Plocky scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 42-39 is the score now. A minute and 3 seconds to play. Tigers big possession right here. Hastings high with the ball. A pass to the near sideline. It is thrown out of bounds. Turnover on Hastings. Bender trying to save it from going out of bounds and couldn't get to it. It's off of her fingertips. Turnover number 13 in the ball game now for Hastings High. And now Tom Taverdi wants to call another timeout. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Don't forget, Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow afternoon. We'll head for Sioux City as soon as this one is over tonight. Hastings taking on the Morningside Mustangs tomorrow afternoon. 2 and 4 o'clock game times will be on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High trying to hang on here. Looking for an upset on the road as they lead the fifth-ranked team in Class B, the Seward Blue Jays, by a score of 42-39. But now Seward has got the ball. They've got a chance to tie it up here with a three-point field goal. They're very good from beyond the arc. Seward has got it right now at the top of the three-point circle. There's Mullally. Her shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Bailey Richmond gets the rebound for the Tigers. Over on the far side to Emma Mays. Double team, triple team in the backcourt, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Seward. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kelsey Zaginaw. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to send the Tigers to the free throw line. That's going to be the 18th foul now on Seward. Emma Mays will go to the free throw line. She is 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. She has got 13 points in the ball game. Shot by Emma Mays is up there. No good. And now we got somebody was in the lane too soon, so it wouldn't have made any difference. A lane violation on Hastings High. So it's 42-39. The Tigers with a three-point lead. 37 seconds to play. Hannah Core comes into the ball game now for Seward. Going out is going to be Katie Mullally. 37.7 seconds to play here in this one. Seward has got the ball. Racing it back the other way. Hannah Core drives it down the right side of the lane. She stops, and a troubling violation is called on Core. Took it all the way down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Put on the brakes, and she's whistled for the extra steps. Turnover number 8 in the ball game for Seward. Mullally comes back in now. That's going to be Hannah Core going to the bench. Also checking in will be Reagan Carl. Carl is in, and Cobalt is out. Hastings now with 28.8 seconds to play. We'll look to inbound the ball. It's going to be deflected away. Back out of bounds, getting her hands on it. It's going to be Reagan Carl. Hastings High again will play things in down here in the corner. Underneath their own basket, they've got a three-point lead, 42-39. Bender has the ball knocked loose in backcourt. Picked up there by Seward. Asana's up there, no good. Follow shot, good. Cameron Offner scores. Off of the Hastings High turnover, the Tigers now with 14 turnovers. And now we have a one-point ball game with 19 seconds to play in regulation. And now we got a timeout called here. This is the Crozier Park Pharmacy timeout. Brought to you by the folks at Crozier Park Pharmacy. Give them a call at 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High had an 11-point lead with 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Now we got 19.3 seconds to play. Hastings leading 42-41. Tigers outscored 13-3 down the stretch here. Now the Tigers will inbound here in backcourt. Hastings High has got it. Emma Mays, she steps over the end line. Emma Mays steps over the end line, and now we have got a timeout again from Seward. So Hastings High with a big turnover with 19 seconds to play, and now Seward has a chance to win this, baby. We'll take a timeout. 18.7 seconds to play in the ball game now. It is Hastings 42 and Seward 41.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing as well as drug and alcohol screening. Visit them at PTSRHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go. 18.7 seconds to play in regulation. And now Greg Mays signals a timeout here for Hastings High. So he came out to see what Seward was going to set up in. And the Greg Mays calls a timeout here for the Hastings High Tigers. So this is a Crozier Park Pharmacy timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward. Hastings High trying to upset the fifth-ranked team in Class B here tonight. Had a 10-point lead, actually an 11-point lead, at 39-28 with 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. And we're down to this, 42-41. Hastings with a one-point lead, 18.7 seconds to play. Seward inbounds the ball underneath their own basket here. Mullally has got the ball. Mullally looks. Gets it into the corner. That's Plocky with it. Drives it to the lane. Her shot is up there around the rim and down. Plocky scores. 12 seconds to play. And now we got a timeout from Seward. Kendra Plocky scores in the lane as he drives it from the right corner toward the goal. Seward calls the timeout. 12.5 seconds to play. Seward calls the timeout. We'll take a break with the score. Seward 43, Hastings 42.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward. Kendra Plocky hitting a shot with 12.5 seconds to play has given Seward a one-point lead over Hastings High, 43-42. The Tigers will now inbound. They're going to have to come the length of the floor here. Still plenty of time at 12 seconds. Hastings will inbound. Emma Mays will get things in. And now Greg Mays calls another timeout. Greg Mays burns another timeout here. The fans boo that decision, but again, the coach wanted to find out what they were going to set up in, so we'll take a quick timeout. 43-42, Seward's got the lead. We'll have more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
A couple of seconds back on the clock. They originally had 12.5 seconds when Plocky hit the field goal. Now they've got 14.5. So Kendra Plocky hitting the field goal at the 14.5 second mark on this fourth quarter to give Seward the lead, 43-42. But now the Tigers have a chance to win this baby. Bailey Richmond, also Reimer out there, Tatum Bender, Olivia Douglas, and Emma Mays. Seward attacking in backcourt. Emma Mays will inbound the ball here in backcourt with 14.5 seconds to play. They get it into Tatum Bender. She takes off down the right sideline. Bender with the ball. Bender falls down, and a blocking foul is called on Seward, and Bender will go to the free throw line. Riley Offner picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. So Bender goes to the free throw line now with 10.2 seconds to play. Tatum Bender so far tonight, 1 out of 4 on free throws. She goes to the line here. This will be a 1-1 situation for Tatum Bender. 1 to tie, 2 to take the lead. 43-42, Tatum Bender to the free throw line. Shot is up, and the shot is around the rim and falls off. No good. Battle for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on the Hastings High Tigers. It's going to go on Douglas. That's going to be her third. So Bender misses a free throw. And it's now a 43-42 ball game. And now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. And we're going to have some free throws at the other end. This is going to be Cameron Offner. She'll go to the free throw line. This will be a one-and-one situation here for Seward. Her shot is up there and the shot good. 44-42 is the score now. Seward has got a one-point lead. 9 seconds to play. Here's a second shot by Offner. It's up there and in. 45-42. Hastings needs a three. Bender comes back the other way. Bender stops, goes down in the corner. Reimer for three. No good. Got him for the rebound. Douglas puts it up there. The shot is good, but it's going to come up 1 point short. Douglas gets the field goal as time expires. To make it a, let's see here. Now the officials are going to get together and talk about this one. Was she fouled? Now they're going to put some time back on the clock or what? The bucket is going to count. The bucket is going to count by Olivia Douglas. And what do we have? A foul called. A foul is going to be called on Cameron Offner. So Olivia Douglas is going to go to the free throw line with no time left on the clock. The score is 45-44. Hastings is down by 1 point. Douglas was fouled. She has a chance to tie up the ball game. Douglas to the free throw line. No good. Seward wins the game. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Seward Blue Jays hang on. Hastings misses a free throw with no time left on the clock to potentially send it into overtime. And the Jays win the ball game by a score of 45-44. So Hastings is going to drop to 7 wins and 11 losses on the season. Seward improves to 14 wins and 4 losses. Again, the final score, Seward 45, Hastings 44. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
2 months after he got married, Ron was diagnosed with cancer.
Just because of the type of cancer I had directly affected the ability to have children.
This basically would eliminate any chances of having children naturally.
You know, we went from the joy of getting married and starting that part, and then poof, your perspective just completely flips.
And so when I found out I was pregnant that Saturday, it was just absolutely mind-boggling.
It was one of the best days of my life. Made me forget about all that bad stuff that had happened.
And I can't help but be incredibly proud because I never thought I'd have a chance to have a first Mother's Day or hold my baby.
It just makes the love stronger.
We are Ron and Kara Faber.
And our son Graham was born at Mary Lanning.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
So a wild one in the girls basketball game here tonight. The Seward Blue Jays come back from 11 points down with 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter to beat Hastings High. The final score of 45-44 here in this one. Kendra Plocky hit a field goal with 14.5 seconds to play to give Seward the 43-42 advantage. Tatum Bender was then fouled for Hastings. She went to the free throw line on a 1-1 with 10.2 seconds to play. She misses the free throw. It was rebounded by Seward. when Cameron Offner was fouled with 9 seconds to go. She goes to the free throw line to hit two shots. That made the score 45-42. Hastings came streaking up the floor down the right side of the line with a bender, threw it down in the corner. Reimer misses on a three-point field goal attempt. It was rebounded by Olivia Douglas. She rebounds the ball and puts it down through the hole. The official calls a foul with no time left on the clock. And Olivia Douglas goes to the free throw line with nobody around the foul lane and the clock reading zero. She goes to the free throw line and misses the free throw attempt. And the Hastings High Tigers fall tonight to the fifth-ranked team in Class B, the Seward Blue Jays, by the score of 45-44. A wild one here tonight. Olivia Douglas ends up scoring 15 points to lead the Tigers in scoring tonight. Douglas had 5 field goals, and she was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Misses on that final shot. She was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Finishes with 15 points. Emma Mays with 13. Emma had 1 3-pointer in the ball game tonight. She had 3 2-point field goals, and she was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. So two girls in double figures tonight for the Hastings High Tigers. Douglas with 15, Emma Mays with 13. The other scorers, Tatum Bender had 6 points. Julia Reimer had 5. We had Bailey Richmond score 2 points tonight. Amanda Strommel had 2 points, and Ellie McCoy with 2 points in the ball game. Hastings ended up going 9 out of 16 from the free throw line here in this ball game tonight. Seward was led by Cameron Offner and also Kendra Plocky. Cameron Offner had a 3-pointer, and she had 2 2-point field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She scores 10. Kendra Plocky also with 10. She had a field goal, actually had 4 field goals tonight. 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Only 2 players that hit double figures tonight for Seward. The other scorers, Hannah Kaur, she had 9 points. 5 for Riley Offner. 4 points for Reagan Carl. 2 points for Kelsey Zaginaw. And 2 points for Kayla Luby. Seward ended up hitting 9 out of 15 from the free throw line in this ball game here tonight. So the Seward Blue Jays, a fifth-ranked team in Class B, they win tonight. They're now 14-4 on the season. Hastings High now 7-11. The Tigers dropped this one tonight by a score of 45-44. Stick around. We got the boys game coming up next year on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back and chat with Hastings High boys basketball coach Lance Creech as our Tiger basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHIS.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.